Hello, it is I. Let's sort that screen out, shall we, for a start. Welcome, everyone. Hopefully you can hear me all right. I've still got a computer, which I borrowed from the Dark Ages. I'm just grateful to have it, but it just doesn't have Bluetooth. So I can't do ears or anything. And you say, well, what do I need it? It's that little comfort. So I can hear the playback of stuff I'm playing and things like that. I don't really need it, I guess, but it's weird when you just don't have any noises and things like that. So welcome. Good afternoon, Angela. And Arthur Dog, he is here. Arthur Dog is, I've not had him for 4 weeks. There he is. You all right, buddy? He's in holiday mode. Yeah, because my ex-wife and I share him. I said she could have the kids, but I want the dog. But she said, well, the kids are 23. Why would I want the kids? I said, oh, fair point, I guess. So we're sharing the dog. Mick, hey up, Yorkshire lad. And Stephanie Warren. This is like Bugs Bunny, isn't it? Has anyone got any birthday readouts and whatever? Today we're going to talk about something that's been in the news recently with the Stephen Watson, Chief Constable of Manchester Police. He's taken it over relatively recently from one of the worst performing forces, and it was in recovery mode, wasn't it? And now it's supposedly been marked as best improved force so far. And Stephen Watson is very much one of the old school, some people would say, but old school means let's bring it back to what we know works, and that is a little bit of smartness, discipline. I did think of wearing a tie and shirt today. And it's just to explain a few things with the uniforms, because people say, why do they have so much rubbish on the side of them? Why do they have the jackets open? Why don't they wear the hats all the time? And I have my own opinions. I know it's hard to believe, but I will have my own opinions on that. And I can run through them, because I was a bit of a, I like my uniform standards, but for a good reason. I think it was a very good reason. First of all, though, thank you, Andy. I know who you are. Let's have a look at to see what's been in the news recently. More importantly, my Twitter account. Ah, well, great example of finding the facts. Now, here it is. This is the slower computer, so I will give it plenty of warning that I want to open this page. Devon and Cornwall Police said, following work undertaken between both forces, professional standards departments, Mersey Police have issued the following statement in relation to the inappropriate image from a dating app that's currently circulating. Well, basically, that image was a police. I could reenact it for you if you like, but I wouldn't like to put you off your dinner. And that is, he was stark naked under his clothes, like we all are now. But he had a police cap there, and he had something else. Oh, he was wearing a vest, utility vest or body armor, I can't remember what it was. And he had his face mask, but his Tinder, I presume, ID, I wouldn't know what they look like, was there for seeing. So the usual candidates of people purporting to be very important people who are very critical of, you know, want high standards. Nah, they're little trolls. They dig stuff up all the time. It's the usual culprits all the time. Some of them have the word doctor in front of them. I don't know, doctor of what, but doctor of mischief and nothing else better to do. And so they stir this all up again and say, this is terrible. What are you doing about this, Devon and Cornwall Police? Because isn't it Devon and Cornwall Police's uniform? Well, it was a question of whether it was Liverpool or Devon and Cornwall. And guess what? It was about 2 years old, I believe it was. And it certainly wasn't a copper. It was not a copper at all. So there's a typical example of maybe have a little look before you start getting on your soapbox, being almighty and all right. Some these people will come crashing down because they have to be so almighty, also so sort of higher than everyone else, and criticizing people first chance they can. They're like little tabloid newspapers. You get them on Twitter a lot. It's a toxic place, and I have nothing but contempt for them. Can you imagine that? And so, yeah, basically, same old people, boring us to death. I was going to say something, I couldn't remember what it was. But anyway, we'll go back to go back to this. It was related. I was just kicking my soapbox down from underneath, back underneath the desk again. Yeah, so well done, Devon and Cornwall and Mersey, for putting that to bed very quickly with Twitter accounts. Always a worthwhile to do that. And that's really what Twitter can be good for, isn't it, really? So, okay, so it's a little bit something going on in the comments here. Stone Valor, a la Kinky, Stone Dwellers. What's going on in the conversation room? Seem to remember it was a friend of a cop that had gotten hold of his uniform without the cop's knowledge. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I can imagine that, and used it for Tinder or whatever. Stupid people. Anyway, we'll go back to the main thing. I'll just give the computer plenty of warning. Yeah, it is frustrating. It's the same old people all the time, and I wish they would just grow up. This, I've got to say, I was never really into this. But casually, what I've been casually watching women's football over the past few weeks and realised, you know that thing where it's in the background, you go, oh, that was a good shot. Oh, that wasn't just a lucky shot. Oh my God, they're not falling around injured all the time, over-dramatising every little... I can say broken nail because that's what the men's game is. And the thing I hate it in football is that there was very much sort of, well, they were asking for that. You know, he was going to fall down there. And so basically the pundits are applauding people for faking their injuries, saying, well, the person who tripped him up deserved it. You know, that sort of thing. Recommend you watch it. It's on, I think it starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon. So I really recommend you watch it. Women's football, they're doing brilliant. It's the final. And they're bloody good. I stuck this, I very rarely stick non-police stuff in and non-Cornwall stuff and stuff about Arthur and whatever. That's always worrying when it's done that. I didn't want it to do that. You know when a computer does what the hell it likes? That's always worrying. The litter grabbers, and basically it's a massive net thing. I don't know how it does it, but it's basically soaks up all the litter from the seas, the oceans, and I think it's finally done a thousandth the ocean cleanup. I wanted to stick it on there. It's just bloody phenomenal. You can see it being hauled up there, more than 100,000 kilograms of plastic. So that's 100 tons of plastic. Here, look at me. Removed from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is a very small part, but it's where I think, is that where it's the lowest bit, maybe, where it all congregates? So it's done a thousandth of it, because 100 tons isn't very much, really, is it? But look at that. That's all cleaning up. This is the future, I think. This is the future. Anyway, less of that. Did you know that they did one... I didn't know, but this has been quite old now. They do one-way bulletproof glass. So in cop cars, they could have it bulletproof from ding, 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 but you can shoot out of them back at them. I just thought it was amazing. Great work, though, by those nasty cops again. Boy was stopped breathing, had been electrocuted at home, saved by police. You always get some turnip, some cockwomble spangle twat, or whatever they're called. Who has to put a link to a cop being either arrested or sacked over something. And they just put that there saying, yeah, real heroes. And you think, I can't get angry at these stupid people. It's as if that's some sort of proof that all the police are just absolutely despicable people because they found one thing. They used to drag the same old stuff from 25 years ago. And it's just boring. They're poor little individuals because they used to be in darkened corners of bars where all the locals used to ignore them, but now they've got a voice, haven't they? Newquay. I'm back in Newquay again. I was back in Newquay, but I've got my dog with me, so that's good. Constable Chaos, Cal Surprise. I won't go into this again before we go on to the uniform and stuff, but we did say advertising realistic expectations for police recruitment, please. And for God's sake, pay them more. Because there is a huge issue with retaining of newly recruited police officers through whatever media that is, from Police Now, from IppleDip, from the the degree processing and all that sort of thing. So whatever it is, some forces are losing 46% of newly recruited officers. So that's either an issue with, there's either issue with saying, hey, look, we're brilliant. Ta-da, come and join us. And then they look and they say, it's not so brilliant after all, is it? Or I think it's more likely they're going in and they're being overwhelmed by the workload, especially if they have their own families. They're simply under the apprenticeship degree one. Simply isn't enough time in the world to finish those numerous. They have to do the equivalent. I think it's that. Was it? I might be confusing this with the inspectors. No, the inspectors' promotion. And so I would really probably say it's nothing much short of recruiting. To be promoted as an inspector, you've got to fill in the same amount of words of reports and basically thesis as this, as my book, 85,000 words. Did I mention my book, The Cornish Scoop? Nice on a holiday. 4.6 out of 5. Went down from 4.7 out of 5. What the hell happened there? Can you get on the reviews and start banging that up again, please? Same as that, 4.6 out of 5. But these books, see how thick they are? That's what crap. I mean, knowledgeable information you need to write up in the police office to be an inspector. And I should think it's very much like that for the recruiting as well. Or, of course, it's because they get in and they can't afford to stay in after all. Because the pay is atrocious for the first 5 years. It is atrocious. 11 years ago, they were paid $2,500 more than they are today. 11 years ago. That's how the police are being treated at the moment. Right. Are you still with me? Now, Mick, you had to spoil the happy story, didn't you? You know, I've been watching the Ocean Conservation, Namibia. I should have practiced that one first. They have seals caught in nets, fishing line, ropes, etc. Surprising how much rubbish is in the sea. Are you right? So are they catching them? You need to explain. Are they catching them in these nets? Because I think the whole point is to leave the little wildlife alone. Just catch the plastic, because that would be a bit embarrassing, wouldn't it? Danger Strafe, thank you very much. Thank you, appreciate it. Right, this one here. So I like him, Stephen Watson. I did know the previous chief constable. I liked him as well. I didn't know what his working process was like. He was very smart, I remember. He was good because he was actually at the Twitter Awards when I won it. So it was shook my hands, get the tweet. So clearly a bad judge of character. So this here is PC Taylor here, who has just taken a bit from the Telegraph because a lot of people can't actually, you have to pay to do terrible Telegraph stuff and all that. And so basically it was snippets from there. And he was saying that Manchester officers have been told to shave designer stubble and polish their boots as a back to basics approach approach boosts arrests. And it does boost arrests because of various ways that we can go into. He also says, if we look into this side of things, if my poor little borrowed computer can cope with it, is it says, if you're a female officer, you tie your hair up. If you're a man, you've had a shave. You need to have a shave. You have to press your uniform. It says if you know how to. I don't. There must be a misprint, surely. If you don't know how to, you bloody well learn how to. But being ex-military, it is perfect. It just makes you look more professional. You'll demand more respect from people if you look the part. That was from a Royal Marine officer. Right. My view on this. We're talking tattoos, hair. We're talking polished boots. We're talking fleeces, scrappy little fleeces. Have you seen some of those passing out parades when officers have got these baseball caps with a fleece that is moth-bitten? It's just their baggy trousers and their unpolished boots. And you think, do they feel proud to represent their force and to go out into the community like that? Do they, Eck? It was absolutely embarrassing. And I didn't retweet all that stuff because I didn't want to. It was no reflection on those officers concerned. They were being set up to fail. Hands in pockets, vests, open jackets. Why have they got open jackets? Well, some of these things are very necessary, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But generally, Brendan Brookshaw, who is a very good friend of mine, and he was head of our professional standards in Exeter, Devon and Cornwall, please. Head of Devon and Cornwall, please. Professional standards. Police complaints. When I was doing Twitter, I know. And I'm still his friend. He's a lovely guy. That's why he was fair. His PSD were fair as well. For me. obviously, what there is about the discipline, you know, the old crumbly old the station sergeant who'd growl at you and make sure everything was right. It was like, there was your casco, it would be now, but your truncheon, your pocket notebook, parade. That's how it was. It was standards, wasn't it? And now we're going to talk about black shirts and women's uniform. I can clear up women's uniform straight away. Women's uniform has never been designed for women. It is designed for men, but made smaller. And for some reason, they forgot that women have hips, and therefore they just make them really wide. And they look often like an absolute bag of stuff. And I really feel sorry for them. They do best with what they can. Right, tattoos. Personally, I think in 2022, not many people are horrified by men or women wearing tattoos, having tattoos. I think they're slightly horrified, or they don't expect a professional person. I'm just going to say it as I can, because I can. It's done with them down the neck and with them on the face. It's not who I wouldn't feel very comfortable with someone coming up to my, to deal with my burglary. You'll get those people saying, why not? Why not? It just doesn't look professional. It doesn't look smart. We have in Devon and Cornwall, we have an awful lot of, a lovely lot of Royal Marines and other military, Southwest based, and then they moved into the police. And I can honestly say they're some of the best recruits you could possibly get. They are worldly wise. They've gone through a bit of shite in their life. They've maybe gone through a divorce. They've maybe gone through a few stresses, bit of depression maybe. They've fought through and got through to the end. So when they actually are speaking to the public, they sort of understand, they get it, and they can offer some reasonable advice to them. So they're absolutely superb. Bit of street wiseness as well. Know how to handle conflict as well. And I don't mean with a massive frigate war machine. But really good. And of course, most of them will have tattoos on their arms and things like that. No issues at all. Some forces say you have to have them all covered. I don't think it's really necessary in today's society. When your grandmother says, oh, I think I'm going to get a tattoo for my 80th birthday. It's different. So I've got a problem with tattoos. As long as it's not in your neck and your head, that's my view. What are you thinking out there? Back to white shirts and ties. Kieran, we'll go for that one. No. Right. ARVs started this off. Armed response. Because when I was on containment, there was two things that gave us away. We would have a boiler suit, get into there, and we'd have all our vests and rocket launchers and stuff like that. And out the top, you could see a white collared shirt. And that white collared shirt, as you look through the bushes or along the street line, ba-ding, 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 they stuck out like a mile. What also stuck out like a mile was my engagement ring, my wedding ring, all right? So immediately got divorced. No, I took that wedding ring off, and I did lose it, honestly. But because when they showed the film of training, and in a sunny day, it went ding. It was a beautiful little golden glistening night of me in a scrim net in the bushes with a lovely golden sparkle. So they gave us black shirts, and they just gave the ARVs black shirts with the. The black shirts were £6 each instead of 19. The byproduct is you didn't have to iron them. They dried very quickly. They cooled you off very quickly, very aerated. We liked them. They were good. So much so, everyone else copied. White shirts, they do look smart. I think ARVs, armed response units, are dressed properly, like they usually are, to be honest, I think they look smart as hell. You've got to look aggressive. You've got to dominate. You've got to actually take charge and make them think they don't want to take you on. If we turn up in a pink tutu dress, they're going to take you on. If you turn up like a bag of crap again, they're probably going to take you on. Because if you look like that, you're probably like that in there as well. So smartness, just as Steve Watson says, it's that state of mind. You look after the little things, the big things look after themselves. It's that old adage, isn't it? It is shocking. Now, why does this happen? Before we move on to other things, why does this happen generally? I think it's because there's very few senior officers now. Senior, I mean, when I say senior officer, I mean senior PCs, senior sergeants. I think it's going to be, is it a third of all police officers are going to be under 2 years or 3 years service? I think it's even worse than that. So you haven't got that senior PC. You haven't got the sergeant of the section is usually someone who's been now and who's been in for 3 or 4 years. They're an acting sergeant. And they can't growl at their colleague to say, you look like a mess, bull your boots, because they're going to go, shut up, Johnny. You know, I'm crewed up with you tomorrow as a PC again. You know, it doesn't work. And that's why when people became acting sergeants, they used to move sections. They used to get a PC from another section to come in. So they were a bit of a stranger and you didn't have that sort of camaraderie. That doesn't happen so much now because people say, oh, I don't want to be an acting sergeant if you're going to change my shifts. I'm all settled to a... I'm settled to a early, late, late, night, night. And now you're going to go, I've got to change. And my wife works these shifts and we've got child cover and all this. And so I can't move on to that shift. And therefore, it's easier just to acting sergeant them within that section. And there's becoming fewer and fewer fully fledged sergeants who have got those old standards. That's the problem. Now, there's a story, Mick. Mick, as you're probably all aware, was a dog handler in 1905, I think it was, Mick, wasn't it? Sorry. Caught someone in a pink tutu once when I was with Ben. It was not his friend. It was. It was his dog, his German Shepherd dog. You do sort of informally have ranked senior constable. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to solve the problem by calling it something else or whatever. You're still not going to have senior constables. So hair, women, always a dangerous subject. notice I've just named the men and women. You know, people are going to be playing this back and going, wow, this must have been in the 1970s when they were talking, when there were only two sexes. Yeah, there really are. Believe me. Anyway, so women, they were told to have their hair tied back because it was very easy. In a scrap and melee and whatever, you grab anything, they will grab anything they can. And if they can grab a nice long ponytail and swing you around like that, that is really dangerous. So you had to have your hair up and it was all in a bun and it was much more tight to the head and whatever. Now, I think women officers are the only ones now, if they still do, they have a tight bun. I don't think anyone apart from a headmistress from the Victorian ages, apologies to everyone who has a tight bun. Mick, do you have a bun at the moment? since when have I ever been careful? Oh, there's quite a few now. Oh, steady. Yes, indeed. So there's a very good reason for it. And I knew someone who was a really nice police officer, really whatever, but the hair was like all scruffy and that is almost becoming a fashion show. And it's a lot of people have mentioned heavy makeup, really heavy makeup. I'm going to stay clear of that. It's just a personal opinion, isn't it? And I don't know what else it's got to do with policing. Those individuals make themselves up as they do. That's their choice, I guess. And we can't make everyone suit everyone's preferences, can we, really? So it's hair. I think it's got to be up. It's got to be controlled. It's got to be, but within reason, I think this the world is a lot more liberal than it was, wasn't it? Somebody actually mentioned it, and it's actually a former military guy said, well, I think we should let people dress as they want now. We're much more inclusive. It involves diversity and all this sort of thing. I'm saying, well, are you saying that other diversity doesn't include smart people? You get scruffy people and smart people in all areas of civilization. Whether you're gay, straight, Sikh, if you're a Muslim, if you're Cornish, whatever, you'll get scruffy asses and you'll get smart. And I'm sorry, if you're in the police and you're turning up on my doorstep, I really would like you smart. As two police officers turned up my doorstep yesterday, bloody smart. I was impressed, really impressed. And then they cautioned me beautifully and took me away. No, they didn't. But really smart. Well done, Newquay Police Station. They might be the only two smart ones I know. I don't know. But I looked at them. I thought, done yourselves proud. They probably thought this was coming on the next day. Boots. I find it quite therapeutic. Military taught me how to do that when I was at Sharp Mole Police Training College. Really therapeutic to just get that ball shine on there. Just make sure they're not dirty old skanky. I was guilty of this a couple of times in my latter years and I had to shake myself out of it. But you know, things come on, you finish work and you go back and you come back to your locker and you think, oh, my boots are a bit rubbish, but I've got to do this. Okay, I'll hide them under the desk for a minute and then I'll clean them later. And then you've got to rush out to a job. And I had to get out of that habit. 30 years in, I was telling myself off. But you need, if I had a sergeant or an inspector there saying, right, what do you call them? You know, you need to come in earlier and get that sorted. It does have to start at training school, but it also needs to continue in with a monitoring, somebody monitoring, your supervisor, accepting minimum standards. And I'll tell you, before we go on to hands in pockets, Mike Brown worked with on traffic, armed response and traffic, dual world in Devon and Cornwall, and we did a little bit of a test. It was a completely our own test. There was no scientific background towards it, but we thought we'd give it a go. So we stopped traffic that had been speeding or whatever, and we dealt with them in the usual way, and we brought them back the car, and we dealt with them, blah, blah, blah. And we approached the car, and we approached several in a row with our hats on, with our white caps on. Oh, so is there any reason why you've been speeding? And it was, this is the thing. I would always say, good afternoon, sir. The reason we've stopped you is because you were speeding. Have you got a driving license with you? Because if you say, do you know why we've stopped you? They'll say, no. And then you go, it's because you were speeding or you weren't wearing your seatbelt. Yes, I was. And then you get into that. If you tell them why you've been speeding because you know you're sure of it, they don't tend to argue so much. They go, oh, yeah, fair point. And it gets over that hurdle. Little hint for officers just starting out. It's just a really, really useful thing to do. Oh, sir, reason stopped you because you were speeding. Have you got a driving license with you, please? Blah, blah, blah. Bring them back. And they tended to be like, yes, officer. Yeah, no, officer. Thank you, officer. Three bags full, officer. Whereas then we went with the cap off and we just go, excuse me, sir, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, yeah, all right, mate. Yeah, yeah, no worries, mate. It sirs turned into mate. Mate, sir, mate. It's that authority. You're speaking to the uniform. You're talking to the Devon and Cornwall police. Without the hat, you're talking to Harry. And Harry's all right. He's quite laid back. He's all right. That's the difference. And that's the difference with smartness, with just that little bit of discipline. There's nothing wrong with discipline. Just finished 19 weeks training and got a dress inspection at least once, sometimes twice a week. Thank you, Ben. Beninitz. So I don't know what your name is, but thank you. Yeah, useful. It's glad to know it's there. Some people, when the PCCs came in, they got rid of parades for passing outs. They didn't think it was relevant in the modern world. Get these people out. Show them the door. Get them out of here. Because it was a lovely occasion for people to actually celebrate, look smart. This is where we all come together. This is basically, our minds are all in one place. We're working as a team. We are now part of a massive team. And we are presenting here, looking absolutely brilliant. Some people are TikToking, you know, right leg forward, right arm forward. They never get used to it. Stuart Cavan turned out to be superintendent in the end, but he could never march for the sake of him. He's retired now. Lovely man. But it was, and on my parade, it was like, right, Tangi, decision time, Tangi. And they looked down my creases like, which crease are you going to follow? And that was my thing. But it was that instilled that discipline. And it made you think, yeah, it made you stand tall. And I'll tell you now, when I was single crewed a lot of the time because of my role as armed response with the farms tactics advice, pursuit tactics advice, and all that sort of thing. So it meant I didn't really want to drag someone else with me a lot. And then the PCs would call crew up, and of course the one sergeant who's single crew was there was only one sergeant in the section, so I would be the oddball. I quite like that. But if I was smart, if I had that lovely little quiff, if I was smart, standing tall, clean kit, bald boots, I could just park up in an absolute melee in the street, stride across the street in confidence, and people stopped. They didn't think, oh, there's someone we can take on. They thought, there's someone we don't want to try it on with because he looks like he knows what he's doing, even though I probably actually didn't. It was mostly bravado, but it got me through it. Andrew, good boy. Well done. No, Mick, no wrong with a bit of discipline. And I think it's really important that Mr. Watson is clearly a man not to shy away from and be worried about what people are saying. If you want me to sort the force out, let me sort it. Because the problem why a lot of these places, like police forces and like other sort of, well, let's stick to police forces, is why some fail is because they have been a victim, and their bosses, who get some of them get promoted very quickly, and some of them join the police not to be on the front line, which isn't a problem as long as that's not all of them. And I haven't got a problem with direct entry, but if you've only got direct entry and then you have no understanding what it's like on the front line, then you just get people running to the whim of the latest fad that some extremist ideas of that year come into it. And then we've all got to call people hamsters, you know, because they want to be hamsters, and therefore they are hamsters, and therefore we've got to call people hamsters, and now we're going to have a hamster liaison group. Let's keep things in proportion. We've got to keep everyone, so even the hamster people feel as though they belong, but let's keep things in proportionality, because if there's only 0.04% of our society who believe they're hamsters, why are we actually bothering? So that's really where people have gone wrong. They've become politicians, some of the bosses, and these poor frontline officers are dragged along with the latest fad. Just kick that soapbox in there again. Hang on a minute. It is amazing how I made 30 years, isn't it? Right. Hands in pockets. Hate it. Do not. I don't want to see that. I do not want to see that. Don't bloody do it. It's lazy, shoddy. It looks rubbish. What I used to do, so VIP. Excuse me, Arthur. Oh, you're looking really cute, buddy. VIP, I do a Prince Charles thing. I would just be standing there like that. And I used to do that in the policing as well. Just hold it like that. He plays with his handcuffs. With his cuffs, you know. So it would be like that. That's where, because otherwise you stand around, you think, what do I do with my hands? You don't know what to do with them, right? You're standing on the street and you're going, I don't know, where do they go? It's really difficult when you're out, and then you're feeling very conscious because people are actually looking at you, and you know they're looking at you, and then you think. So I would often do this. Now, I haven't got a big problem with this. I haven't. Some people don't like that, but in the sleeve of the vest. But you wouldn't find me talking to someone unless it was a little old lady, or but I would always talk to them like that. That's called life posture. Your left leg is in front. And before you write in and say it's like right in, you know, like Blue Peter, before you tell me that it's my right leg, it's the screen could be wrong, right? But it's left leg forward, and it's your casual chat. And it's like, yeah, no problem. Yeah, just calm down a minute. It's like that. But your hands are up here. So you're ready to do this, and you're ready to do that. And you're also ready to do that. And how many officers have I seen talking to someone who's a little bit leery, like that? Bang! They're going down, and their hands are caught in here, or their hands are caught in their pockets. And they're being hit like that. And I said, yeah, but Sarge, it's just I was trying to keep it light because he was quite keen. Don't ever, ever give someone the benefit of the doubt. Do not ever. You will not make it through your career. Display over. Thank you very much. Proper stance. Thank you. Scrunched up face defense. Is it? Hands in pockets or tucked behind the body armor also known as the scrunched up face defense. I don't know, is it really? I don't know. I think it's fine sometimes if you're not all doing the Prince Charles, that sort of stance. Right, Arthur Dog, you insist I'm in the room, and then you sit on with me to your back to me. I know. He's just, right. So basically, I'll just bring it. Here he is. There you are, people. There is Arthur. You all right, buddy? Now, everyone should have one of these for therapy. And I'll just put them back. Put them back to his natural habitat. There we go, soldier. There we are. Back to his natural habitat. Should never disturb them. They can strike out. So, open jackets. What about open jackets? Well, practical problem. Unless you bought a tent and you look like a sack of shite again, it won't actually zip up a lot of the time. And if it does zip up, you know those things where you get people like that? You know, it's not a good look, is it? So actually, casually open. And most importantly, they can get to the stuff. They can get to the pepper spray, quick cuffs, casco, biro, mobile phone, radio, all that stuff. Yeah, marmalade sandwiches, all that stuff. No, that's under the hat. That's fine. Only at gas mark 5, I hear. Anything from that. Other than low in that is fine. Never underestimate a terrier. Yeah, I mean, that one, though, he's you can constantly underestimate him. He's fine. The most aggressive thing he does is actually lift his eyelid. See, just abuse. Abuse. Crayons, you're right, though. Crayons. That goes with the marmalade sandwiches under the hat. So that is it on open jackets. Brendan Brookshaw, I was referring to earlier that I didn't actually get to the point with. PSD boss. Now she trains and with the police degree in Plymouth University. Lovely man. And actually uses my book very kindly as well. But anyway, he said something about, basically, it's all about self-confidence. If it gives you self-confidence, smartness, discipline, gives you high-quality decision-making. And it's so true, because if you've got that sort of, let's see if I can find it here. If you have that, oh, sorry, seasickness. If you do have that sort of smartness, you feel like you can take on the world, and it gives you that confidence, but it also gives you the confidence to make those clear-cut decisions, and people are more likely to follow you them as well if they think you look as if you're up to it. He goes. Brendan said, pride in yourself. Your team, your job is vital for self-confidence. And therefore, high quality decision making. A smart appearance is the outward expression of that inner discipline. Humans heuristically access each other based on appearance, smartness, and professionalism. And if you want to know what heuristically is, or if I'm the only person who wasn't too sure, is basically it means first impressions that are sort of based on some sort of truth through one way or another, but it is not wholeheartedly accurate. So if you look smart, it doesn't mean you know what you're doing, but generally a lot of the time it actually does. I think that is what it is. Someone can actually correct me if I think I'm wrong. So ladies and gents, I think that's it. I think I'm done shouting at the world. It's rubbish weather today. Been down the beach 4 times in 4 days, 20 minutes down from mum's house, which is here. I keep her in the prison cells. You can see the dungeons here. This is where I keep my mother. She's 87 now, so she doesn't care. You know, just keep her locked up behind a big metal door. She's fine. Lots of pizzas under the door. Oh, I've got to feed the girl, have I? Speak of mum. Okay, I'll do that. She's talking about Cyril the gull with a dodgy leg. This is what my life has come to. I'm feeding injured seagulls. How would you feel if you were crewed up with someone wearing rainbow laces? How would I feel? I'm all right with it. That's fine. That's fine. It's proportionate. It's whatever. It sends a message. It means they're appropriate by people. They're approachable by people who perhaps have watched some of the propaganda where they think police don't like gay people or something ridiculous, when in fact a large proportion of them are in fact gay, of course. I will leave you to it because I've got to do some checking out to do. Everyone, thank you very much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you next week, hopefully not with a wobbly keyboard, and hopefully with my keyboard that will work. Thank you ever so much. Got to go. Cheers. See you around.